ribbis. But vi machmas tarya zil, but if it's vikorchas the tarya, so Rashi says that means shabo gishamim venimtsu roif tfuas bailum. It's because on the market there's a lot of fruits right now. There was a lot of rain this year and there was a good crop. For whose la pears, therefore the pears are not worth so much. If so, then we don't take away. In other words, not the pshat that the money is worth more right now, but the pshat is just that there's a bigger flow of pears. That's why you get more pears. But I quote Purim, when I first gave you the pramaktia, the merchandise, this is the same amount of money that we made up for you to give me, so it's not called giving me back rivers, not giving me back more than you're supposed to. That says, V'im mach mastar yizil lemon akimilei. Fred Gemara v'akor shovach, linyanascha. But I call upon him, I got better linyanascha. The coin itself, like Rashi says. And boli atichon, balasas mem grutoyos, yesh yeshem in a rishon of erivis. But I call upon him, the silver that you're getting back now, like weighs more, it's a bigger coin. Says so, like you're still getting ribis. So it says, Ella rather ki hod rav papa, rafuna brother of Yeshua. Avdi uvda, they once had a case, bezuzi diaga dmias, taya, that ad yud betimna. So in other words, it's like this, it's taka true, that lemaisa, since you're getting back more silver now, that should also be an isaribis. So therefore the answer is again, like it says, Ella ki hod rav papa, rafuna brother of Yeshua. Avdi uvda, they did a case, Bezuza diagur dmois, like this coin of agur dmois, that what? That he should pay like for 10 of the old coins, he should only pay 8 new coins now. So therefore it's not called like ribis. You're not really giving back more than you took. So that's called agud betimna. Out of the 10 old coins, paying back 8 new ones now. Since these 8 new ones are bigger, that comes out the same way, the way it was before. Now the Gemara says, oh my rabba. Hazoira kamatabeya shachaveroi. Liam hagodl, somebody takes your matabeya and throws it into the Yamagodl potter. His potter doesn't have to pay you. My time away. Omar, he says, homolach kamoch, it's in front of you, go get it. Iboye shakli, if you want, you can take it. Vahan and Mili, when is it talking about? But slulim, when the water is a little bit, or slulim is a little bit clear. The kochozale, you could see it. Avala kurim, but if the water is dirty, the loy kachosle, you can't see it loy, then it's called your mazikit, then you have to pay. Vahanimili diad yaduya. Avashakla biyode, migzal gozle, and hashova boy mevid. Then I'll have to do a good hashova. In other words, the throwing was indirect. Vahanimili ad yaduya, like an indirect, he caused it to fall in. But in the case where Imamish picked it up and threw it inside, that's called he made a Maisik Zela. If he made a Maisik Zela in a Chnami, that's the loch then that he has to have a good Hashava. And this will be Mechuyiv to make Hashava. Alright, we'll stop here. You were holding that Tzadik Ches Amid Aleph. Again, the Gemara says like this. The last Gemara we have to begin was Omar Rava, Hazoira Kamadebeya Shachareira Liam Hagodl. If somebody takes somebody else's coin and throws it into the Yam Hagodl, it's Potter. We will soon see it's only called the Groma. My time, why? Omar, because he has the right to say, Homona Kamoch, listen, the coin is in front of you. E boy is a shakla, if you want to go and take it. But Bahani Mili, when do we say this? Bitzlulin. We say this when the water is clear, that you can see it, the Kachosle, that you can see the coin. Avalakurin, but let's say the water is dirty, the loy kachosle, then you can't see the coin loy. Then we don't say, you can say, that's called you a mazik, you took away his coin. Now also, v'hanimili, when was this said? The ad yaduye. In other words, when you really did not take away the coins from the person. Ad yaduye, Rashi says, just means like you hit the person's hand and the coin fell away, that's all, fell off from him. Rashi says, Shohoisa biyad bailim, viko zetachas yod, and you hit him underneath his hand, and v'nitzel yam fell into the yam. Hoylet slulim hei, now since the water was clear, v'kachoslin, you could see it, omle, you have a right to say to him, homona kamach, here it is, v'yeno avuda.
I vi mishum davoy lemeisev zuzi lebar amaroy lemeishit. I Rashi asks a question. You have to pay money for someone to go to swim, like to pay the swimmer to get it for you. Rashi says that's only a groma who shagorm lavstidu yaisa schar or groma ben zlakan pota. That's only called a groma that I caused you to have to pay money to get it, but I didn't do a maisa mazik to you, therefore I'm pota. But the Gemara says avu shakle biyode. But let's say you took the coin with your hands and you threw it into the yam, then migza gozli. Then that's called you made a maisa gzela, and therefore the loch then would be is hashava boile mevid. You have to make a good hashava, then you have to return it good. This the Gemara says, Mosiv Rov. Rov asked the question like this. It says, the loch is ein mechalalin al moyis ishena b'shusay. Maisa sheni, you can't be paid to the payers on money only if you have the money in your rishus. The money has to be around you. How's the case now? So, Ketzad, where is there a case that the money is not called in your rishus? Hoyelo moyes be kisitra. You had money in this city called Kisitra. Oy behar ha-melech, or else you had money in the har ha-melech. Oy shenofa kisel yamagodol, or else your money, your wallet, fell into the yamagodol. In such a case, ein mechalolin, you can't be mechalol, your maise sheni on this money. So you see, since the money fell into the yamagodol, it's not called motzu b'yotcha, it's not called by you. So Rashi says, alma ovid choshev, it's called lost. So how come here Rav says it's not called loss, it's not called I lost your money, you could say Haresh Elach Lefonecho. So Gemara says, oh, my Rabbi, Rabbi says, I'll tell you, Shana Linyan Maisa. By Maisa Sheni it's much different. Devin and Motze Biyotcha. It has to be Motze Biyotcha, found by you.
Yes, again, that's what the Gemara says. The Rabbi, that Shana Linyan Maisa, Devin and Motze Biyotcha, the Rachmon Om, because here the Torah says, V'tzato HaKesef Biyodecho. That you have to have the money biyodecho. So the mice here, this is not called the money biyodecho. But over it's not called, therefore before the money is not called your offer, it's not called the money is lost, since the mice of the owner could see the money and could get the money. Now the Gemara says, the Yoma Rabba says like this, Hasaf mat beyeshochaveiroi potter. If somebody like destroys the person's coin, he smooths out. Rashi says, like Shepiches Esatzura, you smooth out the tzura, the form, on the coin, so you put it. My time, what's the reason? That's not called you did a damage. Everything is still here, like we'll soon see, you just flattened it down. Even though now the mice of this coin maybe cannot be used, but it's only called a groma, it's not called you a mazik. Now, the Hanimili, when was this said? The mach yo bekurneso. That you banged it with a hammer. In other words, you just smoothed it down. You didn't take anything away, you just banged it down. Vitarsha. And you smoothed it by banging it down. Rashi says, like, also kevin chaloko loshin tashiyim. You just smoothed it out. Avul shaifa de shufino. But if you use the file, that you filed it off, in other words, you took away some of the silver, then chasurei. That's called you take something away. Like Rashi says, Umamishu, you took away some of the mamish. For loy groma, that's not called a groma anymore. So therefore here you'll be chayiv for a mazik. And Rashi says, time of the rabbi bakula, what's the reason for rabbi by all these cases? Mishum groma binisakinu apata. Like all these other cases, it's called a groma, that's why you potter. But over here, lamaita, since you took away something from the thing itself, therefore you chayiv. Mosiv rova. Rova asked the question like this. It says, if somebody hits somebody on his eye, v'sima, and it makes him blind, al ozno, you hit him on his ear, v'chorsh, you make him deaf. Eved yotze b'mecheres, if the master, if the Odin does this to his Eved Kenani, so lachar is that the Eved goes out free. The Rashi says, al ozno b'chorsh, alma, afagav d'loy chasrei, even though you didn't miss, nothing is missing, like you just made him deaf, but you didn't take anything away from him. But kivon the yosem meister the gufoy, since you did an action to the body, lav groma kachoshev, it's not called a groma. Elamamish, it's called a mamish. Yisov ochinam hirosa, kivon the machia bekunaso, since you took your hammer and you smoothed out this coin, even though nothing is missing, but that should be called a maisa, it shouldn't be called a groma, it should be called a maisa. That's the Gemara Susha. Just like here you see, when you make the person deaf, by hitting him, even though you're not taking anything away, but the mice, you did a damage, it's called the mice of your dayim. So also, when you take your hammer and you smooth out the coin, it should be called you did a mice mazik to the coin. The same thing, connected einoi, v'yena roya, you hit him near his eye and now he can't see, or else connected ozno, you hit him near his ear, and near his ear, v'yena shemei, and he cannot hear.
the halacha is ein eved yoytze ben lecheres. In these cases, the eved does not go out free. Shos keneged his eye, or else keneged his ear, since they didn't do a maisa to he himself, just hit it next to him, then he doesn't go out free. That's not called you hit him. That's not called like he did it to himself, like we had before. But our kopon of the kashris in the reisha, it says when you hit him in his ear and the ear becomes deaf, then he does go out free. So you see, it's called a maisa. So Gemara Yin says, Rabba l'taymi, Rabba goes according to his own time over here. The Yom Rabba, that Rabba says, Chor shor li'oviv, if a son hits his father in his ear and makes his father deaf, the locher is nerek, the son is killed because of that. He's chayiv misa. Why? She'yef shalacharisha b'lei chabura. It's not possible to make him deaf without causing a chabura, which means the tips of the doma noflos le'bunya. You had a cause that some blood fell into the eardrum. That's what made him a deaf. So therefore Rashi says, Hilka gabi eved nami chsorinu. It's called a chsorin. That's why the eved goes out free. But over here, you just take your hammer and you smooth out the coin. You just like pound it down. Everything is still there. You didn't take anything away. That's not called a mazik. Rashi says, "Ukneged oznei potim mishum debochi lehevi lelemechish v'avadi gramu." That it near his ear, that you didn't have to think it would happen. That's only called a grama. The Yama Rabba. Rabba says like this: Hat soirem oizen parose shachaveroi. If somebody goes to the ear of his friend's cow and makes a slit, he makes a cut in the ear of his friend's cow. So locher is potter, again you're potter. My time, what's the reason? Even though now lochur you made a pagam, you made a mum, that this animal now is possible for a korban. So lochur you did a damage, he can't use this animal for a korban anymore. So Gemara says, poro ki the kaima kaima, because the poro is still the same poro, the fact that it has a slit in its ear, if it's not negated to a korban, that means nothing. So loyavid v'leinid, you didn't do anything. And v'kulu shvorim lav l'gabi mizbech haimi, because most of the shvorim is not called for karbonis. In other words, if this would have been a korban true, then you did a maisa mazit to it. But since it's not called, what? So Gemara says here though, that v'lav, that v'kulu shvorim lav l'gabi mizbech haimi, that usually a shor stam, a normal shor, is not aimed for the mizbech. So it's not aimed for korban, it's not called a hezek, therefore you're potter. It's not called a mazik. Most of Rav has a question on this. It says, halacha, ho'i se malacha b'meichatis, if somebody does malacha, somebody does work with the meichatis, or else of a poros chatis. Again, you have from the poros aduma. You have the meichatis or the poros chatis, the locher is potter, midine yodom, v'chayi b'dine shemayim. In other words, you ruined it. If you do malacha with the mechatis, the poros chatis becomes possible, you cannot use it. So Rashi says it means the mechatis means shokel kinegdo mishkolis, that you weighed something against it. Uporo, v'chol ma'aseh nisom de malacha, anything to do with the poros aduma, it becomes possible if you do malacha with it. So somebody did malacha with these things of the poros aduma, so malacha is that you chapot medina yodim v'chayim medina shemayim. So Gemara says, you know why you potter? Because you only did work with the poro, and it's not nika. If you did the work with the poro, we can't see that anything was done to the poro. That's why you potter. But let's say you make a slit in the ear. The minker hazeka, that here you could see that now the ear of the poro is slit. You see, this is called a hezek. Someone says, "I'm going to say like this." No, who adin the afilut sirim potter? Who adin really? Even if you make a slit in the ear, maybe you'll see a potter. But v'okamashman, this is what I want to teach us over here. The afilu malacha, the leminker hazeka. Even though you do work with the poro aduma, that you can't see it at all in the poro, still chayiv v'dinei shemayim. You should know that lemaisi is still chayiv v'dinei shemayim.
So now, really, the Rashba speaks out over here. That the Gemara before said the reason why it's Sorim, Oizen Perosi is Poto, is because Lav, Kol HaShvorim, is Lekorbin Kaima. Not all the animals are remit for Korbin. But Mashma clearly, if you're working now with a Korbin, if the Behemah has Kedusha to it, and you make it Sorim, you make a Psol of Mum, Avad Yud Bichayiv. So what's our Gemara now saying here? Pa Yoisim Malacha B'Mechatis and Poros Chatis.
that Yepoto Lukhur here by the Pora Duman has Kedusha ready. So if it has Kedusha ready, Savadi should be Chayiv, it should be called the Maisa, it should be called the Maisa Masik. So Sakam over here, we say Taki Yepoto. So if the Rashbi says that we're talking about now, Oisa Malocha the Mechatis, that we say Yepoto Bidina Yodam, doesn't mean we already made the Kedusha in the water. Just means you fetch the water now to bring it in order to put the ashes of the paradum inside it, but not that you already gave it kedusha. Because if you already gave it kedusha, then of course you have the gemara svar before. That's called you're doing a maisa. Then maybe you would be chayiv. That's called bidei yodim. Here, that's only called the grama, is that it doesn't have kedusha to it yet. Now the gemara says, v'yomar rabba. Rabba says like this. Hasoref shtoroi shachaveroi. If somebody goes and burns up your shtar, you have a shtar chayv, you have a shtar that shows that somebody owes you $100, and now Reuven goes and rips up your shtar, burns up your shtar. So pota, Reuven is pota. The Yomalei, because Reuven could say to you, Naira kaloy minoch. All that I did to you is I burnt up your piece of paper. So good, I'll pay you the penny for the paper. But the actual shtar, the fact that this shtar is a proof that Yehuda owes you $1,000, like $1,000 is not in the shtar, I didn't ruin those $1,000. I only caused you a hezek, a grumma, that maybe now you won't be able to collect it. But the actual damage of just ripping up the paper, that's called a grumma, therefore I'm potter. Massive more Rami Bar Chomer. Rami Bar Chomer has a question like this. Hechi Domi, what's the case talking about?